Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829. 623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and I thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we can enter into your homes, your cars, or wherever you're picking up this program today and share with you the living Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word today, I want to take time off to share some basic information with you about ourselves. I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministries, and we are temporarily located at the Radisson Hotel. We are in the San Fernando room on the first floor. Our services are 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So if you have been listening to the program and it's a blessing to you and would like to come and fellowship with us any Sunday, you can visit us at our temporary location, the Radisson Hotel. We are on the first floor, the San Fernando room, and the time of the service is 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's just one weekly service that we're inviting you to come and be a part of. And for those of you who have already come and visit us and so forth, we're really glad that you graced us with your presence. And we know that the ministry was a tremendous blessing to you. Then you would like to contact us. You can call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889. Or 746-0829. Outside of that, you love the teaching of the Word, you want more, you can check us out on our website. You just Google FOGWM. That stands for Focus on God's Word Ministry.org. And when you go in there, you have from 2010 or 2011 to present of radio programs on a variety of subjects. Well, I shouldn't say a variety of subjects. I am called with a specific assignment to teach on faith, prayer, healing, finance, personal work of the Holy Spirit. So I teach other things outside of that, but the ministry is really based on subjects coming out of those five main areas. And you can flow there. It would be a tremendous blessing to your life. Now, in dealing with the personal work of the Holy Spirit, we are studying the subjects, the gifts of the Spirit. And our text is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 11, where it says in verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for the profit of all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Now there are nine gifts of the Spirit, and these nine gifts are divided into three sections. Section one deals with vocal gifts, which mean these are the gifts that say something. Section two deals with power gifts, which mean these are the gifts that do something. And section 3 deals with revealing gifts, which mean these are the gifts that reveal or show something. Well, we are studying the vocal gifts, and the vocal gifts are made up of other kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. So vocal gifts are just these are made up of these three: prophecy, other diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. So we are dealing with the gift of tall, the gift of diverse kinds of tongues, or as the New King James put it, kinds of tongues, because the word diverse is in italics, which means it was added by the translator. So it's really to another kinds of tongues. And we establish in our study that when one is ministering through the gift called kinds of tongues, that the language is normally language of men and of angels. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 brings that out. Then we went into an example of the language being that of men. And we went to chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, where people had visited from many different nations, and they heard the disciples speaking with tongues, and they began to inquire of them, you know, saying, how could these guys, being Jews, speak the national language from the nations we came from? And they knew that they did not go to school to learn the language. Now, let me just put a pin and say this. Even though it's gift of kinds of tongues, even when you're filled with the Spirit, it is tongues you're speaking in. But that is done by the anointing within. I call that the believer's anointing. But when it comes to manifestation of the gifts of tongues, that's the anointing of the Spirit upon flowing through you to minister through interpretation back to the body, okay? So we began to deal with the fact that the place tongues, or let me put it this way, why the Bible places much emphasis on tongues. We established that a whole chapter is devoted to this. And we stopped at a particular verse which was found in Matthew 27, verse 46. And in Matthew 27, verse 46, it says, "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Jesus was not speaking in tongues. Tongues is primarily a new covenant gift, okay? It came after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Eli, 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 lama sabachthani is a language that was spoken in Jesus' day. And what it simply means was, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This is how Jesus felt when he made the statement. And this is a whole study by itself, but we're not dealing with redemption, because this is a redemption statement. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? But we're not studying redemption. We're dealing with the gift of tongues. So that's a whole different lesson. But it's to show you that Jesus did not speak with tongues under the new covenant. Speaking with tongues is a new covenant dispensation gift, similar to the gift of interpretation. You see, there are nine gifts of the Spirit. Seven of them were always in manifestation under the old. When it came to the new, I know sometimes I make statements like there are certain things that came to the cross, there were some adjustments, and it came into the new. Well, gifts of the Spirit was always in the old. It flowed through the prophets. It came to the cross. Some adjustments was made. What was the adjustments? Two new gifts was added. What was it? Kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. And it moved the gifts from seven to nine. So in the new covenant, we now have nine gifts of the Spirit. Now, so we are looking at that. Now, let's continue our study. Paul gave prominence to tongues. Paul, the Apostle Paul, he placed a lot of emphasis on speaking in tongues. And the reason he did was because then, as now, speaking with tongues is widely misunderstood. Or I should say the subject of speaking with tongues is widely misunderstood. You know, he says, here's where the misunderstanding comes. You have one group that says, should we speak with tongues? You have a next group that says, should we not speak with tongues? And then you have a next group that asks when we should and when we should not speak with tongues. So because it is a phenomena in the new, there are a whole lot of different questions that arise out of it. So therefore, you find that it does give trouble. So Paul gave prominence to tongues. The reason he did was because then as now, speaking with tongues, or the subject of speaking with tongues, was widely misunderstood. And when I say he gave prominence to it, look at 1 Corinthians 14:18. Paul said, "I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all." Now, if you study 1 Corinthians 14, you know that the church at Corinth spent a lot of time praying in tongues till there was abuse when it comes to that. They were trying to preach in tongues and all of that too. And that was not working for them. So Paul was letting them know, in the midst of all that you're doing, because he's helping bring structure and give them understanding, he says, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. Now, something just struck me. You know, the way we operate as humans, if we don't understand something and we don't really appreciate it, what we tend to do is put it aside and make it negative instead of positive. We're not even looking to see if there's anything positive out of it. We just put it aside and make it negative. Now, Paul could have done that. And Paul understood that some of them, with the whole scenario, may have taken that subject and just put it aside. And Paul said, no, I don't want you to do that. I want you to know that I thank God that I speak with tongues more than you all, indicating if I can do it more than you, there's no need for you to put it aside. You can afford to flow in that. Now, I'm telling you, I have a series I do that is called Reasons for Speaking with Other Tongues. And it will do you well to go on the website, check out that lesson in whatever year. Just type in Speaking with Other Tongues, the lessons will come up. It will do you well to listen to the Bible, the radio programs or Bible lesson on that subject. It will teach you the reasons why you should and the reason why you should not. It would really edify you. So Paul was dealing with that he spoke with tongues. You know, I was wondering once in my prayer time, I think I do a lot of my praying with my spirit than I do with my understanding. I pray in tongues a lot. Amen. And it has aided my life. It has aided my ministry life. It has aided my family life. I mean, I do a whole lot of praying in tongues a lot. Now, there are two sides to this concept of tongues. One is the private side and the other is the public side. Okay, what we want to delve into here is the private side of tongues, and then we will step into the public side of tongues, okay? The private side of tongues, and hear me, the private side of kinds of tongues is not the gift of tongues. And I want you to know, when I say gift, it's not a manifestation of the Spirit spoken of in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 11, where it talks about gifts of the Spirit. The private side of tongues is something that follows believer. All right? And it is primarily, here you can write this down, it is primarily a supernatural devotional gift to be used in our prayer life. Let me say this again. The private side of tongues is primarily a supernatural devotional gift to be used in our prayer life. Let's look at Mark 16, verse 15 to 18, and you'll get a better understanding. It says in Mark 16, verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Then he began to talk about some of the benefits of being a believer. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall speak with new tongues. You see, this new tongues he's talking about is the kinds of tongues that came into the new covenant as one of the manifestation of the Spirit. It also works in the baptism with the Spirit. When one is baptized with the Spirit, they speak in tongues. Now, Paul is primarily indicating to us that it is a supernatural devotional gift. This phrase, they shall speak with new tongues, this new tongue is primarily for your devotion. You see, it is a devotion. It's just a term that is used for spending time communing with God. You could commune with him through meditating on the word. You could commune with him through studying the word. You could commune with him through reading the word. You can also commune with him through praying in tongues. So it's a devotional gift. And it, okay, let's look further into some insights into this devotional gift. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 and 2. Paul says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understand him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. I want to read this out of the New King James. In the New King James, same 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 and 2, it says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Now, when do you speak mysteries? When you're speaking in a tongue. When you're speaking in a tongue, who do you speak to? You speak not unto men, but unto God. So therefore, it's a devotional gift. It's a gift you use in your prayer time to communicate with your Heavenly Father. Amen? It's like, for example, I think I shared this with some of you already on the air, but it came back up in my spirit. Let me share it. The present location we are at, Radisson Hotel, it's temporary, and that is not where our local church is based. Our headquarters is 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria, but there was a fire in the building, and we had to go through all the stuff you need to go through in order to get your building back up and running. So in the meantime, I was seeking the Lord for direction, and I remember I began to use tongues in my devotional time. So I began to say this, that the Spirit of truth abides in me and teaches me all things and guides me into all truth. Therefore, I have perfect knowledge of every situation and circumstance that I come up against, because I have the wisdom of God dwelling in me. And every time I say that, I will then stop and spend some time praying in tongues. So I was up the morning after this fire took place, looking for direction from the Lord, and I'm praying in tongues. And every 15 minutes or so, I would stop and say, the Spirit of truth is in me. He teaches me all things. He guides me into all truths. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance I'm in, because I have the wisdom of God dwelling in me. And I say, Father, I need your direction, what to do. And then I'll continue praying in tongues. And I was doing that for almost an hour. As I hit about the hour mark, all I heard from the Lord is, first thing, do not abandon your present location. Second, you need a place to hold temporary services. Then I asked, Lord, okay, where? He said, a hotel. I said, could you be more specific? Which? I didn't want to be all popular. He said, go to the Radisson Hotel. I said, good. And then he gave me a fourth instruction. So it came, but what I was talking about here is that I used tongues in my devotion. I was communicating with God from a devotional perspective, and that is what 1 Corinthians 14:2 says. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. But when do you use it? You use it in a devotion. Now, the way we think of devotion, and I want to correct this, the way we think of devotion as a time period whereby you just spend some time praying and talking to God. So it may be early in the morning, it may be the middle of the day, it may be late in the afternoon or late at night, and you have this time period. And we were trained to do that, set time aside to spend with God. And they tell us that time we set aside is a devotion. But here's what happens, and you have to be so careful with it, is that if you set the time aside, let's say you do it early in the morning, you find yourself after that time going throughout the day not communing with the Lord. And your relationship with God has become, in terms of communion, has been fit into a circle, and that circle is called devotion, and that only takes place for a period of time in the day. And after that, you don't think about the Lord. After that, you don't talk to the Lord. Okay? But the thing is, he has a relationship with us, and we have a relationship with him. You don't be in a relationship with somebody and don't communicate with them throughout the course of the day. And that's the challenge with devotion. So you have to guard yourself that you don't get fit into that, because I was into that at times, where I find myself most of the time I communicate with God heavily is at that time. And then during the course of the day, you know, I may remember him and say, Lord, thank you for dwelling on the inside of me. But by and large, there's no set of communication, because I had bring my communicating point down to a devotion. So devotions are not bad. Just be careful they don't step into something like that. You know, so you had to be careful with that. So, but it is good. So, but he that speaketh in an unknown, in a tongue, does not speak to man, but to God. So when I commune with God, I'm speaking with tongues. Well, you could do that outside of the devotional time that you said. I have done it many times. Just this morning, come in to do what I have to do here. I was praying in tongues in my car, coming down the road in the traffic. Sometimes I'm on my bed. Sometimes I'm walking to Port of Spain and I'm praying that. So we can do that. You see, sometimes what happens is that reason why I think we don't pray in tongues and use it as a devotional gift as we ought to, is that sometimes we are more concerned about praying with our understanding than praying with our spirit. You get that? Sometimes we are more concerned about praying with our understanding than praying with our spirit. And here's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 and 15. Paul says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, or if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." So because the understanding is unfruitful and we have so many needs facing us, we think that if we decide to pray in tongues, we will be, putting it this way, we will, how to put it? If we decide to pray in tongues, we will not be able to express everything that is in our heart to God that we should. And because you're not sure that when you're praying in tongues, you're praying about the husband that's giving you trouble. You're not sure you're praying about the wife that's giving you trouble. You're not sure you're praying about that bill that is due. You're not sure you're praying about that job, that career, that direction, and so forth. You're not sure. So therefore, it is easier to spend more time praying with your understanding when you know to yourself, you know what you're talking to God about. So therefore, what we do is ignore this devotional gifts. And then there are churches that teach heavily against this devotional gift. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It didn't say what you hear from the word of God is right, or what you hear from the word of God is wrong. All it says is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So all these things work against us. So we had to be careful. You understand me? Now, I want to get something else here. Sometimes, though, we are more concerned about ministering in tongues and interpretation and not as concerned about using tongues as a devotional gift. I want to get that. Sometimes we are more concerned about ministering in tongues and interpretation and not as concerned about using tongues as a devotional gift. Now, there's a guy called Howard Carter who went home to be with the Lord. And I read something from one of his books that I put in the study. He said, "We must not forget that speaking with tongues is not only an initial evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, indwelling, but it is a continual experience for the rest of one's life. To assist in the worship of God, it is a flowing stream that should never dry up and that will enrich our life spiritually." See, what happened is that when we begin to experience being filled and speaking with tongues, we embrace it at that moment. But then we forget what it is really for. And because we forget what it is for, we don't treat it as a continual experience for the rest of our life to assist in the worship of God. And we don't see it as a flowing stream that should never dry up. And that's so important, because I go to so many churches, and when I make altar call for people to be filled, I also said, if you have been filled how many years ago or months ago, and you have never prayed in tongues, please come up also. And you'd meet people who experienced the baptism with the Spirit, spoke in tongues 3 years ago, and never pray in tongues again. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and they were not preached and taught the importance of doing so. They were not preached and taught the benefits of doing so. I'm telling you, you want to go to a next level spiritually, begin to pray like this. Begin to pray in tongues. Begin to pray in the Spirit. And with your spirit, and let the Spirit of God take you to a next level. You will marvel at the supernatural things that will going to happen. I'm telling you, one of the benefits it has brought to my life is this: I am much more conscious of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. I hear His voice much sharper. You know, the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. That's John chapter 10, verse 1 to 5. He says, my sheep know my voice. Therefore, I'm supposed to know his voice. But because I've been in time praying in tongues, it has enabled me to know his voice. And it's really, 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 really is a tremendous blessing. So I want to encourage you that you're listening to me. If you have never been filled, call the phone, call the ministry. Let us pray with you over the phone. We have seen and heard of many people filled with the Spirit over the phone as we minister to them. Call and have someone do that for you. But most assuredly, what I want you to take today is that you use this as a devotional method. Use it in your prayer time. In your prayer time, though, just limit your prayer time to praying with your understanding. Paul said, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Don't just strengthen your understanding by praying with your understanding so you can have a clue as to what you're praying about, but you could spend more time praying with your spirit. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministry. It has certainly been a blessing sharing God's Word with you. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829. And we will be glad to connect with you. If you have a need to be filled with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you need somebody to come into agreement with you in prayer, you need salvation, you need healing, call us at 623-1889-746-0829, and we will connect with you. Also, we want to thank those of you who have been supporting the radio ministry through your financial giving. I met someone who let me know that their family member have been always sowing into the ministry. I am so grateful for your seed sown. I want to encourage you to continue sowing. And we're looking for new people to come on board. It's $20 a month. So if you want to come on board and be a part of it, we are grateful. So please become a partner. Given $20 a month, you could go to any First Citizen branch and sow a generous seed into Focus on God's Word Radio Ministry. Account number 1758015. I have so much account numbers in my head. 1758015. And you don't have to go in the line. You can do it as a fast deposit in any First Citizen branch. And call us, let us know you sow so we could come into agreement with you for the harvest on your seed sown. In Jesus' name. It has certainly been a joy sharing God's word with you. Be with you next time. Stay blessed. Stay strong.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 6740737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.